Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Today is a beautiful day. Good morning, good morning. So like I just said, today is a beautiful day. I'm just declaring, decreeing that wherever you are, you will and are experiencing a beautiful day. That is exactly how we have to wake up in the morning, each and every day, not just on a Monday, but each and every day, declaring, good morning, God, declaring today will be a great day. Today will be a beautiful day. We have to proclaim and declare and decree these things out of our mouth and in expectations that this day will be good and this week will be good and God will be in any and everything that we got going on. Don't you know that your Heavenly Father cares about you? Like, that is a question for you to sit with this morning and say, God, you do care about me. You don't just care about what's going on out in the world, but you care about what's going on with me specifically. He cares about every worry. He cares about every prayer you put up. He cares about your family. He cares about your health. He cares about your finances. He cares about your career, your business. He cares about what you got going on. And how wonderful is that to know that God cares for you, even though you may not even have someone who you may think that cares about you. God cares about you. He was always on his mind. You are always on God's mind. And so I just want you to think about that and know that and understand that and truly believe that your Heavenly Father has your best interests at heart. So I just declare and decree that for each and every one of you all this morning. I wasn't even going to start with that, but I was just led to remind you all that God cares for you. God cares for you. He cares for everything that you have going on, despite what you, how you may prioritize it. You may prioritize what you got going on at the top. You may prioritize it in the middle, at the bottom. But let me be rest assured in telling you that God cares for everything that you have going on. Okay, everything that you have going on. So again, good morning, and just declare and decree that today and this week will be great. Today and this week will be great, and it's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day, a joyous day. So just wanted to get started with that this morning. The last song that I played, Moving forward, let me tell y'all. So every Wednesday, I'm always listening to Bible study, mainly at the Potter's House because we're like e-members there. But or I may listen to something else. But either way, I'm getting fed on Wednesday or throughout the week with a word and listening to a word from the Lord. And like, if y'all want to, I know many of you all are on the text messaging list already, but if you want to receive anything that I've listening to throughout the week, definitely put a one in the chat or put a one or respond to the text that I sent out this morning with the one saying, yes, I want to be a part of that, because I will definitely send that to you so that you can listen to and continuously be fed throughout the week. Because how many of y'all know that's so important? Not Sunday is not enough. Sunday is not enough. I need to be fed not just on Wednesday, but every single day. It's so important to be fed with the word of God. And so a part of that is also how you gain your relationship, or gain a better relationship, excuse me, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay. And so I see some people putting one in. All right, that's good. And I will definitely add you to the list of folks I want to send out to. And so we can talk about this together. You know, we can talk about what was said, talk about how we've been fed, and talk about ultimately how God is going to bless us throughout the week, or bless us throughout our life in general, right? Okay, so going back to the song, it's entitled Moving Forward. And what I want to really focus on is what they say throughout the song. And it's saying, You make all things new. That is the phrase that they say, you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. So in other words, God makes all things new. God makes all things new, and I will follow you forward. How many of you all know that despite what your situation may feel like, may look like, God is working it out for our good, and God is making it new, meaning like new we never seen before, new, something greater, something better for us. And so when I think about that, I'm just like, oh God. And I see things happening in the natural, I just be like, Lord Jesus, I know for a fact this ain't it. I flat out tell God, like, this ain't it, Lord, okay? This ain't it, meaning, like, you're not done yet. You're not done manufacturing. You're not done orchestrating. You're not done in this situation. But I believe through faith, I believe that as we continue to push through, as I believe as the movie of life runs on, yes, that's good, y'all. As the movie of life runs on, God will definitely manufacture it and put it together in such a way, knit it together in such a way that it brings out something new, something we've never seen before. But guess what we got to do? We got to move forward. We got to move forward and not stay stuck, or not have that feeling of stuckness, or not have that feeling of stagnation. I mean, I say this all the time when we are on these calls that, guess what? Christians, stagnant Christians don't make sense. They don't make sense. Why? Because you don't, if you truly understand who your Heavenly Father is, guess what? Guess what? Moving forward is not an issue. Moving forward should be like, okay, I know who this is not the end. I know I come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. I come this far by faith. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I know these things. And so if we know these things and understand these things and believe these things to be true, we understand that the chaoticness or the confusion is, and that we may see at this very appointed time, is not it. So if you really listening to me this morning, or if you in the chat, I want you to say with me right now, God, this ain't it. And laugh too, because it's like, you see all this confusion, you know God is not the author of confusion, okay? So what we need to, when we see these things, we got to say, God, this ain't it. This ain't it. You're not done. You're not done in my situation. You're not done in my family situation. You're not done in my work situation yet. You're not done yet. You're not done yet. Because I will see as I move what forward, as I move forward, I will see the goodness of you. I will see victory. I will see the goodness of you. And then I just keep playing that all through my head, because it is true. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know when I go through certain things, I be like, God, listen, ooh, this ain't it. This ain't it. I know you in it, but this ain't it. And I see y'all putting it in the comments and laughing. Yes. Listen, that's just the relationship I have with God. And it's a wonderful relationship, I should say. And I pray that each and every one of you all continue to gain your relationship or get closer to God in each and every day, each and every moment. And then find that God has a humor with you, and you in the way that you saw it. It doesn't have to be, oh, Heavenly Father, oh, thou art, and all of those things. No, you can talk to God just like you talk to your friend, because God is who? He is your friend. You are a friend of God. As you are a friend of God, and that is a whole word in itself. But going back to moving forward, yes, we must move forward in this season and stay focused. Stay focused on what God has called and laid on our hearts to do in this season. Stay focused on what the assignment is, on what the assignment is. And so as we as I talk about moving forward, of course there are some things that come up when we move forward. And what are those things? You like, Crystal, what's those things? You know what those things are very well. And that thing that's what it is it's called anxiety. Anxiety may well up in our spirits as we continue to move forward. We may get worried. We may get stagnant. We may have like this thing called imposter syndrome, that we just can't get past our own selves, right? Or we keep telling ourselves these crazy thoughts about ourselves. But right now, I just declare and decree that we take all those negative thoughts right now captive and cast them out so far that we can't even pick them up no more, in Jesus' name, okay? And so I want to bring your attention to Revelations 21:5, where it states, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So The word, obviously, we knew this, but I wanted to bring it back to scripture. It states that I am making everything new. So God is making everything new for us, right? And so going back to anxiety, which is what happens when we try to move forward and we can't, 1 Peter 5:7 states, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Remember what I first started off with this morning, y'all? I said God cares for you. God cares for you in any given situation. And so for us to see it in scripture, it's just like, oh, yes, God, I know that you care for me. Crystal didn't just say that. She's not just, you know, blowing smoke. Mm-mm. The word says that, right? It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So meaning, throw all your worries, throw all your burdens, throw everything to God. Let him know, like, what it is that's preventing you from moving forward. What's preventing you from applying for the job? What's preventing you from accepting that interview? What's preventing you from opening up that business? What's preventing you from collaborating with so-and-so? What's preventing you from moving to one city to the next? What's preventing you from doing all these things? And a lot of times it is our anxiety. Let's just be real. Anxiety is real. Let's just not sugarcoat it, okay? We do have the worries. We do have all the things. But when we go to the word, let me share with you what it says again in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Or in other words, cast all your worry on him because he, God, cares for you. Amen. Amen. And then in Philippians 4:6-7, it also states, don't worry about anything. Instead, my friends, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So as we gain our as we get into a better relationship with God, as we keep what moving forward, as we move forward, not by ourselves, not with anybody else, but with God, as we move forward in this life, in this movie of life with God, as we move forward, God will give us peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. And he will what? Peace will guard our hearts and minds. Peace will guard our hearts and minds. And so we have to continuously remember, again, God cares for us, to pray about everything. And as we continue to move forward, we will experience the peace of God, the peace of God. The peace of God. I'm going to continue saying that. The peace of God, not the peace of man, but the peace of God will exceed anything we can understand. Okay? We can understand. So I don't know about you all, but I pray and declare and decree that for each and every one of us. Remember what I said, God is not the author of confusion. Right? So, and it states here that God will give us what? Peace. Peace that exceeds all understanding, which is so good. So, so good. Amen. Amen. And I also, funny yesterday, so I also heard that someone said this, and I said, I'm going to say this to somebody. And this morning, I just felt led to tell y'all this, that peace has no price tag. Peace has no price tag. So I don't know what you all got to give up this morning, what you all got to forego this morning, this week, or whatever, to protect your peace. But I just declare and decree that God will reveal that to you, and so that you can truly protect your peace and truly
begin to experience a peace like none other, a peace that only God can give, right? But you also got to know that peace ain't got no price tag. So whatever you think you may are going through, just be like, I got to protect my peace in all things, okay? In all things. All right. Well, I pray that message really warmed you all's heart. I pray that really penetrated your mindset and that you will and I know y'all hear my baby in the background. But I pray that you all will definitely marinate and meditate on those scriptures throughout the work week. Again, they were 1 Peter 5:7 and Philippians 4:6-7. Okay. And also the first scripture was Revelations 21:5. Yes, Revelations 21:5. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. This good word of prayer. I'm looking in the chat now, seeing what you all saying. Peace has no price tag. A peace of mind is priceless. Absolutely, absolutely. So I need y'all to carry that with y'all. You everywhere y'all go. I don't care what circumstance you in. Mm-hmm. Peace has no price tag. You want to protect your mental health. You want to protect your peace. And you want to do what? You want to cast all your anxiety or variation towards the Lord, period. Okay? Period. All right. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. I thank you for all of their hopes. I thank you for all of their dreams, their visions, God. God, I ask that you grant their desires of their heart, Lord. Whatever they're going through in this season, Lord, I ask that you give them a holy boldness, God, a holy boldness to go after it. And let them be unapologetic as they move forward with whatever it is that you have called them to do. As they move forward in this, in their interview processes, as they move forward to apply for the jobs, as they move forward to search for the jobs, God, I thank you. I thank you that you will find favor with them in this process, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift your name up on high for each and every one of us, Lord. We ask that you shower down your favor, your grace, your mercy all upon us, God, and that you will surround us with your protection, surround us with your goodness, God, and remind us that we can cast all of our cares, all of our anxiety upon you, God, because you care for us. In any situation, Lord, no matter what we're going through, God, let us know that you care for us. It's such a good thing. And God, let us know that you are in the midst and you are making all things new for us, for us, for us. So God, we thank you. We thank you for having our best interests at heart. God, we thank you for the courage to even cast out any anxieties, cast out any stagnation, God, cast out any procrastination, God, in our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. God, just thank you. Thank you. God, we just thank you for allowing us to the strength to not worry about things that's going on in our life, to give us the strength to accept the peace that only you can give to us, God, in the name of Jesus. Peace that surpasses all understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the courage to guard our hearts in the name of Jesus, to guard our minds, God. And we just ask for a special hedge of protection around us as we go through this work week, as we embark and walk throughout these walk through these streets, God, in the name of Jesus. Place a special hedge of protection on us because there's a lot of confusion in this world.
There's a lot of chaos in this world. There's a lot of chaos just around us, God. But we know that even though it looks like that, we know that you are surrounding us even more. You are surrounding us even more. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for putting us in your holy bubble. Come on now, your holy bubble. And we thank you for just being who you are, God. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for always showing up for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for showing up for us even when man don't show up for us. Thank you for showing up for us even though we sometimes can't even show up for ourselves, God, because we are so weak and so weak, God. But we know your word says where we are weak, you are strong. So, God, we thank you for showing up and showing out and doing a new thing in our life in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. We give you a hand of applause, a round of applause, God, because you are worthy. You are great, great, and greatly to be praised, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continuously hold us up, God, as we walk throughout this work week. We ask that you orchestrate every move, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you we trust you enough that you will be there in the midst of every trial, every circumstances, everything that we may face, God. We trust that you will be in every conversation, every phone conversation, every virtual conversation, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high. We come against any spirits of fear, any spirit of procrastination, any spirits of doubt, God. We just come against it right now and we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next week. Remember to share this out with your friends, your family. Share the link out so that they can potentially participate in next week's 7 a.m. Eastern Career Prosperity Prayer Call. All right, you all, have a good one.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.